You're listening to SBS News.
Clothed in black and wearing masks, as Hong Kong pro-democracy activists marched on the city's Admiralty District on Sunday night, businesses and transport centres went into lockdown. Fueled by rage after being refused police approval to demonstrate over the weekend, some set fire to the Admiralty subway station and burned police barricades. Fearing a months-long stalemate and further antagonism, activists again called on Hong Kong authorities to answer all their demands.
The government is wrong. They never responded to our five demands. Right now, only one out of our five demands has been fulfilled. What about the remaining four? The government cannot continue beating around the bush. They need to respond to us directly.
Protest action has been underscored by discontent with Beijing's perceived tightening control over Hong Kong's affairs, exemplified by a bill that would allow Hong Kong citizens to be sent to China, Taiwan, and Macau for criminal prosecution. That bill has since been withdrawn by Hong Kong's chief executive Carrie Lam, meeting one of the protesters' five demands. Protesters are still calling for greater democracy, an inquiry into police brutality, amnesty for crimes allegedly committed during the past 12 weeks of rallies, and universal suffrage, which would give all adults in Hong Kong the right to vote. Hong Kong Legislative Council member Terry Yip Man Pan is optimistic newly announced legislation designed to make apartments more affordable will ease growing discontent in the city's younger generation and help curb protest action.
In fact, many people in my community told me people's need for a smaller apartment has grown much stronger. It would absolutely be a great deed for the government to build public housing for those in urgent need.
Before rallies turned violent, hundreds assembled for a peaceful demonstration at the city's British consulate, singing God Save the Queen as they pleaded to Britain to intervene and force Hong Kong to honour the 1997 British Sino Agreement. An unnamed protester told media Britain needs to do more to protect the deal, which requires that Hong Kong and China are recognised as being one country with two separate political systems.
They have to react stronger. I don't think it's strong enough to, you know, to tell the Chinese government that the Hong Kong situation is not internal matter of China and Hong Kong, but because of the declaration of China between the British Council and the Chinese government, and they have this the British government should have this responsibility to act more strongly, you know, and I don't think they have acted enough now.
One of the movement's leaders, Joshua Wong, spoke to United States Congress members over the weekend to promote support of the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act. If it is passed, the legislation would enforce a human rights clause on any business dealings between the United States and China, which Mr. Wong says has more control over the situation in Hong Kong than the city's own government.
I also hope to emphasize on with the international dynamics and how Beijing handled the political crisis in Hong Kong. It's just proof that when China broke its promise in the international treaty, how can US government or country around the world make trade agreement with China without adding any kind of human rights clause?
More than 1,300 people have been arrested in Hong Kong since demonstrations began in June. And in just over a fortnight, the 70th anniversary of the founding of modern China is expected to mark a turning point in the ongoing unrest. There's an appetite on both sides for an end to the three-month ordeal, but protesters say they will not back down until all their demands are met. And at this point, commentators believe escalation could be more likely than resolution. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.